Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, as we approach the public release of macOS Sequoia this fall, Apple continues to add new features. In the latest macOS Sequoia betas, there are 9 new built-in backgrounds for video conferencing apps that showcase various different parts of Apple Park. The new backgrounds show off things like Apple Park's exterior, the fitness studio, the pond, and more. These are virtual backgrounds that you can set as your background on video calling apps like FaceTime, Zoom, and Microsoft Teams. You can find these new backgrounds by clicking the green camera icon that appears in your Mac's menu bar when your camera is active, and this is where you can also access things like portrait mode and lighting effects and reactions. Apple says that these backgrounds let you express yourself or just hide the laundry behind you, using industry-leading segmentation technology to help you look your best. macOS Sequoia also adds a new presenter preview feature that lets you see exactly what you're going to share in video calling apps, whether it's your whole screen or a single app, before displaying it to everyone. macOS Sequoia will be released to the public this fall. In other news today, those who have never tried the service before can now get an Apple Music free trial for 3 months instead of just one. Back when Apple Music first launched, Apple offered a generous 3-month free trial, which contrasted with the 1-month trial offered by Spotify and other services at the time. That trial period, however, was reduced back to 1 month in 2022, with the change effective worldwide. But now Apple is once again back to offering that 3-month extended free trial to anyone who hasn't used Apple Music before. This offer is available now through September 23rd. And can be found in the Apple Music app on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac with a pop-up message. After your 3-month free trial is finished, you'll automatically be charged for the next month of service, which is $11 per month. So if you just want the free trial and don't want to continue paying, make sure you set a reminder to go in and cancel that subscription before it automatically renews. We are sponsored this week by 95 Mac Daily Plus. If you're looking for an ad-free version of 9to5 Mac Daily, you can go to 9to5mac.com/join and sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. This allows you to support the show directly and helps us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily for more than 5 years. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join, and you can sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. Running out today, next month, the Apple Watch Series 10 will debut alongside the iPhone 16. Over the last several weeks, we've gotten a clearer picture of what to expect from the Series 10, so I thought it'd be useful to run down some of those latest rumors. First off, Apple has clearly seen enthusiasm around the Apple Watch Ultra and its bigger screen, and with this in mind, the Apple Watch Series 10 will apparently get larger displays for both models. The smaller Apple Watch Series 10 will increase from 41mm to 45mm, and the larger watch will increase from 45mm to 49mm. Beyond that larger casing size, another external change coming this year is that the Apple Watch will get thinner. We don't have exact dimensions yet, but the reduction in thickness should alleviate some concerns around the larger design. At the watch's current thickness, larger screens could lead to an especially bulky device, but thinner casing should help offset that extra bulk and create just a better-looking design. The Apple Watch Series 10 will also get a new chip, likely dubbed the S10, and there's a good chance we'll see improvements in the neural engine specifically, laying the groundwork for future AI capabilities. It's always also a safe bet that Apple is working on new health sensors for the Apple Watch, but what's not so safe is betting on which of those sensors will actually be ready. The two main upgrades for health features rumored for this year's Apple Watch Series 10 are hypertension detection and sleep apnea detection. However, recent reporting from Bloomberg has cast doubt on whether those features will be ready for the Series 10. Bloomberg has said that Apple has faced issues with the reliability of both features, and the sleep apnea feature in particular relies on blood oxygen data, and Apple Watch models currently sold in the United States don't offer the blood oxygen feature because of Apple's ongoing patent litigation with the health tech company Masimo. And finally, the Apple Watch Series 10 will reportedly include an upgraded display technology, switching to a new low-temperature polycrystalline oxide thin-film transistor technology for the OLED display. In terms of what that fancy name actually means for us, the new tech will enable greater power efficiency for the display, and Apple could use this in multiple ways. It could boost display quality and brightness without sacrificing battery life. It could leave quality unchanged, but use the energy efficiency improvements to increase battery life. Or it could make the Apple Watch battery smaller, offer the same battery life as last year, and use that extra space for other changes or to support the thinner case. Again, we expect the Apple Watch Series 10 to be announced and released next month, alongside Apple's iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.